How to Deal with Grief, Part 8. If I haven't already been to the shops and got good food around me, then the first thing I do is start searching through the house for stuff to eat that I absolutely know is not good for me, and try as I might to talk myself out of doing crazy stuff and not looking after myself properly, the negatives always seem to win. Now that is not the way to deal with grief. That is the time when you should be looking your very best. Dress up for that week, every day. Wear that good dress you've been saving up for whenever. Take the time to put on makeup. Indulge in hot soapy baths. Take yourself off to the movies. Pamper yourself. All of these activities are designed to make you feel good about you. Then you can look in the mirror and recover far more quickly, because there's no reason to look in the mirror with regret. And when you are on top of the world, you can handle anything. Where does that strength come from? From inside you. You take the time to look good, then that will automatically transfer to that special place inside. Breathing, exercising, doing good things. Life is meant for the living, which means enjoying our bodies and lives for as long as we have left to enjoy them. Plenty enough time to move on when you are ready. Now, if anyone tries to tell you to get over it, get away from them quickly. This is your time. If you want to cry, then do it. If you want to lie in your bed, then do it. If you want to be a slob for a few days, then do it. Better that than pretend all is well. We each have to work through things, and each of us deals with things differently. Just don't get too far away from being the you that you like about you. Keep in mind there's another special kitten or cat waiting for you to love them just as much. Maybe one will just arrive at your door, because I do believe there are cat angels sent to keep our spirits up when we feel that all is lost. Just like when my Keith needed comforting when he was 25 years old. And if you are not sure what I am talking about, then I devoted a whole chapter about it in my first Amidusha Book 1. That is the end of Part 8. Thank you for reading my blogs. Please comment below and share my links. And this is Debbie Nicholson.